This is our second video on Introduction to Partial Derivatives. In this case, we are going to now go a little further by taking the first partial derivatives, the second partial derivatives, and what are called the cross partial derivatives. So let's look at this function u equals x squared y cubed plus 4x minus 3y. So we can take the first partial derivative, which is going to be u sub x, and that will equal 2x y cubed plus 4. The 3y at the end drops out. Now let's find u sub y. That will be the derivative of this function with respect to y. So this will be 3 times x squared y from the x cubed minus 1 becomes y squared. Now the 4x drops out, so we get minus 3. So now we have the two cross partial derivatives. So let's find the second derivative, uxx. So uxx is the taking the derivative with respect to x of the function u sub x. So u sub x is what we're going to differentiate to find uxx. So let's try it. So we have ux, or 2 times x y cubed plus 4. So that becomes simply 2, and the derivative of x by itself is 1 y cubed. So let's do the same thing with respect to finding the second derivative of the function u sub y, and that would be called u y y. So we're going to now look at 3x squared y squared minus 3. That is u sub y. So let's take the second derivative. The 3x squared, they're a constant, take the derivative of y squared, which is 2y. So if we combine it, we get 2 times 3 is 6x squared y. So now we have the second partial derivative with respect to y. Now, in the case of one variable calculus, we would maybe go on and take the third partial, the third derivative. But in partials, we also have the interesting effect known as the cross effect. And that's where we're going to take the function u sub x right here, and we're going to differentiate it with respect to y. So that will be called uxy. And uxy is the derivative of the function ux with respect to y. So we have 2xy cubed plus 4. So what is the derivative of 2xy cubed? Well, it will be simply 2 times 3 is 6, x, y to the 3 minus 1, y squared. And that's called the cross partial. So now let's take and look at u sub y and its cross partial with respect to x. So we're taking the function uy, which is given right here, and we're going to differentiate it with respect to x. So that will be, okay, derivative of 3x squared y squared. So that becomes 2 times 3 is 6. X squared becomes x, and the y squared stays the same. Okay, so there's the cross partial derivative with respect to x. Now if you look, you'll see that the cross partial derivative of uxy and the cross partial uyx are exactly the same. And this is not just a coincidence. This is what's known as Young's theorem. And Young's theorem says that the order of differentiation does not matter when it comes to cross partial derivatives. So you will always find that uxy equals uyx. So let's try a more interesting function, e, and we'll do the same thing. So first let's find u sub x. Now remember, the derivative of e to the anything is e to the anything, e x y. Now the exponent is two variables, x, y. Well, we're going to differentiate with respect to x, treating y as a constant, so that means that we will have down here y. Now I'm using the chain rule to have the derivative of e of a function becomes the derivative e plus times the derivative of the function that e is raised to. Now let's find u sub y. So u sub y will equal derivative e to the xy will be e to the xy times the derivative of xy with respect to y is x. So now we have u sub x and u sub y. So let's take this guy and move him over here. And let's find u x x. So we're going to take the derivative of u sub x with respect to x one more time. So we have derivative e to the xy is still e to the xy times y, and then the derivative of xy is going to be y again. So this guy will equal e to the xy times y squared, right? All right. So let's take that guy and we'll shrink him down a bit and move him over here. And now we're going to take and find u sub yy. So u sub yy will equal the derivative of u sub y with respect to y. So this will be e to the xy times the derivative of xy with respect to y is x, but we already have an x, so that becomes x squared. So now we've taken the second derivative. All right, so now let's take that guy and move him over here so we can keep him to look at. Now let's try and find the partial. So now we're going to take our function u sub x and differentiate it with respect to y. So ux y. Now this is interesting because now that we've taken the derivative once, we have a y term here and a y term here. So that means we are going to use the product rule. So the first function is e to the xy. So we can take the derivative e to the xy, which will be e to the xy times the derivative with respect to y, which is x. So there's the derivative of e to the xy with respect to y times y plus e to the xy, the first function, times the derivative of the second function y by itself, which is just 1. So collecting some terms, we can write this guy as 1 plus y x times e to the xy. So there is our u sub xy. Okay, so now let's find, well, first off, let's get some room. So we'll take this guy, bring him down, move him over. So now let's go back and find the derivative with respect, the cross partial derivative of u sub y with respect to x. So this means we're looking at this function, which we're going to differentiate with respect to x. And like the other time, we notice that there's an e to the xy, so there's one x, and then it's multiplied by an x. So this actually makes this one also a product rule. So we take the derivative of the first guy with respect to x, and that's e to the xy times x, or sorry, times y. Made a mistake there. Multiplied by the second term, which is x, plus e to the xy, the original function, times the derivative of x, which is 1. So that, in turn, collects to 1 plus xy, close brackets, e to the xy. Now notice, in this case, that is the function u sub yx, derivative first with y, then x. And over here, we had the derivative u sub xy. And as we mentioned above, Young's theorem says that the cross partial should be equal. And in fact, that's exactly what we see here. Okay, let's stop there.